In the beginning, there was nothing. A snake glides through the grass, its tongue flickers. Temptation led to sin. An apple on a tree beats like a heart. A hand picks it off. Cast out of Eden, Adam and Eve had three sons, Cain, Abel, and Seth. In silhouette, a man kills another with a rock. Cain killed Abel and fled to the east, where he was sheltered by a band of fallen angels, the Watchers. Massive stone giants with multiple appendages glow from within and move menacingly across a barren desert. These Watchers helped Cain's descendants build a great industrial civilization. In high-speed time-lapse, sprawling cities spread out across the land beneath cloudy skies. Cain's cities spread wickedness, devouring the world. Viewed from space, industrialization engulfs the Earth as darkness spreads in patches. Only the descendants of Seth defend and protect what is left of creation. Today, the last of Seth's line becomes a man.
From Adam to Seth, from Seth to Enosh, Enosh to Kenan, Kenan to Mahalalel, to my father, Methuselah, then to me. Today that birthright passes to you, Noah, my son.
Flags fly from stone peaks as young Noah and his father sit in the middle of the rocky fortress. The bearded man takes a complete snakeskin from a wooden box. It flutters like a banner in the breeze.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. This is your work now, your responsibility.
The boy nods solemnly.
May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
The snakeskin glows as his father wraps it around his hand and forearm.
So I say to you,
hide!
Before their fingertips can touch, they withdraw, and the skin talisman stops glowing. Noah's father goes out to meet the approaching mob.
We're mine here!
Noah watches from behind a rock.
The ground is rich with Zohar.
The man digs in the earth.
This is the Creator's land. What are you doing?
The man strikes Noah's father.
The Creator! My mines run dry. My city withers and must be fed. And what has he done?
He cursed us to struggle by the sweat of our brow to survive.
Damned if I don't do everything it takes to do just that.
He spits.
Damned if I don't take what I want.
He rips the talisman from the bearded man's arm and holds it up to the light. Noah watches with a worried frown. His father turns toward him.
This relic belongs to the descendants of Cain now. The line of Seth ends here.
He bludgeons Noah's father with a warhammer.
It is ours. Now dig!
Noah runs for his life through the rocks, then out towards a wide valley with high rolling hills beyond. Young Noah is a small dark figure against the vast expanse of barren landscape under the blue sky. Noah. Noah, now a ruggedly bearded man, scrapes lichen from a rock into a small vial. He tamps down what he has collected with the knife and glances around the wild rocky hillside, where two boys are also gathering plants. He smiles to himself. One of the boys with long dark hair kneels to examine a flower. He glances towards his father, then picks it.
Ham, what are you doing?
It's pretty.
You see those other flowers? And they're attached to the ground. That's where they should be. They have a purpose. They sprout. And they bloom. The wind takes their seeds and more flowers grow. We only collect what we can use and what we need. Do you understand?
Chastened, Ham nods, gets up and walks away from his father. Noah watches the boy thoughtfully. A drop of rain falls in the earth beside him. He looks up. but it's a sunny day with barely a cloud. A flower springs up where the drop fell. Noah rises to his feet with a deep frown.
Shem? Ham? Let's go.
He stares at the new flower, then backs away. Noah turns at the sound and sees a wild dog with armadillo-like plates covering its back running below them.
Men, hide, hide, go!
As the boys hide behind rocks, Noah runs after the hound. He finds it cornered in a rocky gully. It collapses, wounded. Noah approaches carefully, arms outspread to not alarm the creature. He lays a hand gently on its head and notices a spear shaft protruding from its abdomen. The scaly hound lies down, and Noah lays a comforting hand on it as it breathes its last breath.
You found our kill.
How fortunate. But for you, maybe not.
Noah pulls the spear tip from the hound.
You know how long it is since we ate meat? Since we even saw an animal. Be easy.
One of the men charges at Noah with his spear. Noah takes the sharp spear tip and rams it into the neck of the first attacker, smashes the knee of the second, and kills the third with the first man's spear. He approaches the man with the shattered knee.
What do you want?
Justice.
Noah crushes chunks of the Zoar mineral to make a fire and funeral pyre for the hound.
Why did they kill it?
They eat them.
Noah looks at his sons.
Why?
Noah's brow furrows as he considers an answer.
They think it makes them stronger.
Is it true?
They forget. Strength comes from the Creator.
He places a firm hand on Ham's tousled head. Then the three join hands as fire consumes the carcass. Noah looks up to the sky. Returning back down the hill, he carries younger Ham as Shem runs ahead. At home, two tents on a bare hillside, the boy's mother, Naama, holds a baby and smiles. The dark-haired beauty looks at the baby.
These are your brothers.
Noah strides towards them. He kisses Naama, then the child. At night, Naama puts the boys to bed, drawing a curtain across the middle of the tent. Her long dark hair hanging loose, she considers Noah lying in bed, his head propped in his hand, deep in thought.
Ham saw men hunting today. They are getting closer.
How was he?
A little too interested.
He had to see it sometime.
Noah studies his wife solemnly.
I saw something else. A flower. Bloomed from nothing.
She takes a deep breath and brushes his forehead with her fingertips.
Rest.
Noah lies back, and she places her hand gently on his forehead.
Perhaps he will finally make things right.
Noah falls asleep under her comforting touch.